T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Steve, it's 10 in the morning here on KNSS, 7:35 on this Monday morning. It means it's time for Mondays with the Mayor, Wichita Mayor Brandon Whipple. Good morning, Mr. Mayor.
Good morning, guys.
Speaking of turkey, how was your Thanksgiving?
It was pretty good. We went on over to Lala's house and, yeah, just hung out with the family. I put fake sleeve tattoos on my 7-year-old just to spice things up a little bit. That was fun. But yeah, pretty good time. How about Thanksgiving for you all?
You know, I'm going to have to get some of those fake tattoos. What do they call fake tattoo sleeves? Oh, that'd be fun. Yeah.
You need to trot that out for a city council meeting some week.
Yeah.
You know what?
Trot that out for the city council meeting. It'd be good for a couple of laughs there, huh?
Yeah, probably.
All right. Well, there's no city council meeting tomorrow. As I understand. So, anything exciting going on this week, or is everybody just taking a breather down there at City Hall?
So you're right. There's no city council meeting this week. Some of the interesting news happening, I guess, at City Hall. Our new police chief is in town, Chief Sullivan. My understanding is he's meeting with folks throughout the department, just trying to get a feel for things. He doesn't officially start until December. He is here, though, just to, you know, get a head start. He has to get, I guess, his Kansas police license or whatnot, so that's getting transferred over. But he's in town, so that's really good. I think it's going to add a lot of positive energy to that department that, frankly, I think has had about 4 police chiefs over the last year. So it's good to see him here. Also, just a reminder for folks who are buying or take advantage of Cyber Monday or buying stuff right now for the holidays, we still have money in our rebates program for appliances. So if you're someone who is out there buying just energy efficient appliances, you might qualify for a $100 rebate from the city. It's our initiative to try to get folks to help conserve water. And also one of our newest rebates is our electric lawn equipment rebate program. I think it's a $50 rebate. So if you're out there buying leaf blowers or anything along those lines that are electric and you are recycling a gas-powered lawn equipment, then you'll qualify for a $50 rebate as well. So just want to make those known because we still got money in these programs and we want them to be successful.
All right. Now, I'm thinking with this electric lawn thing, but I'm replacing electric equipment. Does that not count then?
I don't think it counts.
Okay.
But right. So pretty much, It's for the electric lawn equipment, you can turn in like an old lawnmower or something that, frankly, might not even work anymore and get the $50 off your electric. It could be a leaf blower, lawnmower. Really, it's a whole list of things. This is a somewhat new program that we just started this year. It's part of our sustainability efforts, of course, and so far it's been successful, but, you know, we want to make sure that it's the most positive effects as possible, which means we want everyone to take advantage of it while we still have cash in the bank.
Hope the new police chief didn't read the editorial I read in the local newspaper over the weekend, or he might turn around and go back where he came from. there was an editorial that wasn't too nice. I mean, the person kind of pointed out all the problems that the police department's had. And there's no doubt about it. The new guy's got some things to deal with. We'll see how good he is pretty quickly, I guess, huh?
And we, you know, I actually want to work with people who enjoy a challenge. So we made sure when he came in, he got him and the other officer who was interviewed for this really just got some tough questions in our public forum. You know, you have folks in the community who are really focused on lowering crime, but also just justice in general. So I think he knows what he's walking into. The city manager has been in touch with him about different things that have been happening more recently throughout the city. But yeah, I mean, when we're done, we're going to make the best police department in the entire Midwest. We are just lining up the right policy coming in from the third-party Jensen Huge study. We have the right resources. We have more money going into public safety than at any time in our city's history. And we got to line up the right leadership. And this is the result of a national search. And Sullivan, he's towards the end of his career. So, and he's from a bigger city, which means a couple things. One, he's not going to see anything that he hasn't seen before. And two, he's not going to have that learning curve that other chiefs might have had coming from smaller cities. So, you know, we're looking forward to leaning on his experience. He seemed to do really well under pressure from our public forums. And, yeah, there's not going to be any shortage of work. But, again, when we're done, we want to have the safest city that Wichita can be.
We have a story this morning about the city is going to renovate or a little park to the east. To the east? Yeah, to the east of Century 2 there across the street. And move the lunch counter sculpture in there from the sit-in from 1958 at Dockham. So they're going to move it down, and you're going to have a different place for it there. It should be a pretty nice place then, huh?
Yeah, so if you've been downtown on Douglas by the new medical school, you'll see that there's a whole park just being put up to educate folks and really to honor the Dockham sit-in. As most folks know, the Dockham sit-in was one of the very first organized sit-ins at a lunch counter that kicked off the sit-ins for the civil rights movement. There has been a statue somewhat commemorating those sit-ins. However, that statue didn't actually show the people who were doing the sit-in. So it commemorates that, but it's not as as representative of the folks responsible for that successful sit-in as our new park is going to be. But it's a statue that people love. So I'm glad that we can still utilize it and find a place for it, so that people who enjoy checking out that statue and some of the other statues we have throughout town can still enjoy it.
All right. Well, thanks for being with us as always. We will check with you again next Monday here. Mondays with the Mayor, Wichita Mayor Brandon Whipple, Stephen 10 in the Morning here on KNSS 742. Coming up, we've got the Wichita Business Journal update. Coke lands two executives on a mineral company's board. That's on the way. Stephen 10 in the Morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular-season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.